This past week has been very difficult for our church. Earlier this week, we announced that two dearly loved men on our pastoral team, Brian Chesmore and Mike Bradshaw, had made the decision to resign as pastors. They each wrote letters detailing the reasons for their decision, and we emailed these letters to all the members of Covenant Life. And if you haven't read these letters and would like to, we have printed copies available at the Welcome Center so that you can pick that up today. We've made these letters widely available because we believe it's important for you to understand their concerns, some of which you may agree with, and their reasons for resigning. In the simplest terms, the issues relate to how we view our church's partnership with Sovereign Grace Ministries and how we've led through the recent crisis involving C.J. Mahaney's leave of absence. The rest of the pastoral team has a different perspective and interpretation of these points, but we have agreed to disagree with Brian and Mike. The final point of disagreement we have with them is over whether the degree to which we differ on these issues warrants separation. And I say that to honor these men. We don't want them to leave. They have been invaluable members of our team. They have worked tirelessly to care for the people of this church. And we will deeply miss them and their families. And so we spent many hours trying to convince them to change their minds and to stay. But ultimately, we respect their freedom to make this choice and act according to their conscience. And their decision to resign and to move their church membership doesn't change our affection for them, our respect for them, and our ability to commend them in ministry somewhere else. So this morning we wanted you to be able to hear from both of these brothers. They dearly love you, and they both wanted the opportunity to say goodbye and to express their affection to you, the congregation of Covenant Life. And after they share, their wives will join us on stage, the pastors will join me on stage, and we will say a prayer of blessing over them. And so, Mike, Brian, would you please come?
Thank you so much for that kind expression of your love for Brian and for me. Philippians 1, beginning in verse 3 and following, is the most appropriate passage for me to share at this moment as it reflects the great love and affection I have for each of you. The dear people of Covenant Life Church, when it says the following, I thank my God and all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. It is right for me to feel this way about you all because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. As I stand before you this morning, I want you to know that, like the Apostle Paul says, I hold you in my heart. I have great love and affection for you, each of you, in Christ Jesus. And I want to thank you for the great love you've extended to me and my family these many years. I came to this church as a 12-year-old, very confused about the gospel. It was here that I first grasped how God has mercifully declared me righteous in Jesus through faith, and that my salvation was assured in the finished work of Jesus Christ. My wife Janelle literally was born into this church family, and for many of you, she grew up right before your eyes. We were married at the very place I stand right now, and many of you were able to share with us in the joy we experienced that day. This has been a dear place for Janelle and I, and now for our three children. For the past 8 years, you've given me the most amazing privilege and sobering responsibility to serve as one of your pastors, partnering with you and leading our children to a saving and growing relationship with God through Jesus. This has been an incredible joy and privilege. Thank you so much for letting me do this for you and your family. I've learned so much from your kids, and I trust they from me. And I look forward to appropriately saying goodbye to each of them on my very last Sunday here next at the end of this month. No doubt, I will shed many tears with those beloved kids that I've had opportunity to teach and care for and love these many years. Please know the tremendous joy you have brought me as a pastor. I've known your partnership through instructing our children from God's Word in Discovery Land and Summer Celebration. I've known your partnership in welcoming me into your marriages and parenting as I've sought to counsel you from Scripture. And I've known your partnership from the care and encouragement you've provided me and my family so often. Thank you. I wish time allowed me to share all the specific stories that flood my mind as I think upon this. Please know there are many, and they are so meaningful. I have had time to reflect on them, and tears just pour down my face as I consider the ways that you've partnered with me in ministry these many years. My decision to resign from my role as one of your pastors was a very painful one. Though I have differences with the pastoral team that led to my transition, I am not leaving over an offense or any unresolved conflict, and I remain steadfast in my love and affection for these men.
Thank you, brother.
Janelle and I covet your prayers in the days ahead as we begin to attend another local Sovereign Grace church. We'd also appreciate your prayers as I consider future training and employment opportunities in ministry. While we had not anticipated leaving at this time, I believe I need to move out of the way so that you can be pastored by men who can enthusiastically affirm and support the leadership and direction of Covenant Life Church. Please know this is not goodbye. It's simply a turning of the page to a new chapter for our friendships and our continued partnership in the gospel as part of Sovereign Grace Ministries and the broader work of gospel mission. You have my commitment, as you have for the past 18 years, to be steadfast in my prayers, my love, and my affection for you all. I love you, and I will miss Covenant Life Church.
I came here as a college grad in 1995, and I couldn't have been more excited to join this church and to encounter such a rich experience of preaching, pastoral care, and a gospel-centered community. It was from this very pulpit that I heard the word preached Sunday after Sunday. Here I learned clearly the primacy of the person and work of our Savior, Jesus Christ. It was here that I learned about the grace of God toward wayward sinners, as well as sons and daughters. It was here that I learned about the sovereignty of God, the centrality of the cross, a theology to prepare me for suffering, and the doctrine of the church, and so much more. I was transformed under the preaching of God's word here. It was here that I met my wife, Kristen, who had grown up in this church. It was down this hallway that we were married in the sight of God and so many of you 12 and a half years ago. And it was this church that sent me and my wife to Chicago in 1998 to be part of a church plant there with Sovereign Grace. And so it's a major understatement to speak of my debt of gratitude to this church. So as Paul writes, how can we thank God enough for you? How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? For the last 8 years, I have had the enormous privilege and sober responsibility of being one of your pastors and working alongside these men who I deeply love. Each of these men have made a tremendous investment in my life. To you, Covenant Life, these have been years of pure joy. Joy because of your faith, joy because of your teachability, joy because of your love for our God and Savior. Your faith has strengthened mine. Your obedience has provoked mine. Kristen and I have watched you. We lived close to many of you, and we've learned from you. For years, we have worshiped our Savior together. Thank you for allowing me to serve as your pastor, and in particular as a pastor in the Family Life Ministry. I've watched so many of you pursue God's Word and its application in your lives and in your marriages and in your parenting. I have seen one marriage after another transformed by the grace of God. I have seen families live in the good of applying biblical principles in their parenting. And I'd also like to communicate my deepest respect for those of you who have led care groups in our church. You have cared for God's people week after week, and many of you for year upon year, extending care to those the Savior purchased by His blood. Thanks to all the members who have opened up their lives to me for pastoral care. That's a trust that I want you to know I do not take lightly. You've received God's word from me, and in turn, you have counseled me, prayed for me, served me, and encouraged me. And I have many examples in mind for each of these categories. This morning is a difficult morning in my life, in my family, because of my deep affection for each pastor and each member here. I've cried many tears as I've thought of leaving you. And there's simply never a good time to leave those that you deeply love. If my decision to stay or to go was based purely on my joy in pastoring you, I can tell you with great conviction it would be a no-brainer. And please know that, as Mike said, I am not leaving over a relational offense. There's no unresolved conflict. But sometimes God calls us to submit our relational gold mine to issues of biblical principle. And in all this, I believe that God is working out His good will, good and perfect will for you, for me, and for this church, Covenant Life. Let me close by saying that I love to pastor, and you have made my pastoral years here nothing less than a pure joy. And you will stay in my family's thoughts, in our affections, in our daily prayers. And I do, as Mike said, covet your prayers for the days ahead as we continue to serve Sovereign Grace Ministries and, most importantly, our Savior together with you. Thank you so much.
Pastors, could you please join us on stage? Kristen and Janelle, would you please come?
Pray together. Lord, your word encourages us. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Lord, this morning we set our minds upon you. We declare that you have died for our sins and that our life is in you, and you have made us alive and forgiven all our sins. And we are looking to you and your grace right now.
Please, Lord.
Your word informs us, Lord, that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to your purpose. We believe that Mike and Brian, Kristen and Janelle and their families have been called according to your purpose. We believe that we have been called according to your purpose. And so right now, we commend our brothers and sisters to your good purposes. And we ask you to prosper them in grace. We ask you to do good to them and to pour out your Spirit upon them and their families, and to give them fruitful ministries and purposes and grace. We ask you to bless them and pour out abundant grace and fill them with joy in the days ahead. We thank you, dear God.
Almighty God,
we thank you, God, for the many years of fruitful ministry and friendship we have enjoyed with them. And we remember them with grateful hearts, and we thank you. Your word also says that in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we commend Brian and Kristen, Mike and Janelle and their families to you. They love you with all their hearts, and we love you with all our hearts. And we pray that this shared love will always bind us together in one another's hearts as we seek to glorify you in the days ahead. In Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you for these men and their wives and all that they have invested in this church. All that they have built, all that they have taught. God, we know that you will honor them for their faithful labor in covenant life. We pray for your abundant blessing upon them in ministry, in their family, in relationships. Lord, in particular, I pray for their precious children, that you would keep them and bless them, O God. Lord, we pray that this would not be a moment of any relationships and friendships being lost. O God, help us all to press towards one another in affection and gospel love. Lord, in all that they do, we pray that your hand would be upon them. We pray that you would give them joy in Jesus. We pray that you would give them joy in ministry. Lord, we pray that you would make them fruitful ministers of the gospel. Watch over them, protect them, keep them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.